as we lift our voice in praise, it's you that I see, it's you that I see. Sing it out, sir.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of rescue.
Clap your two hands together for Jesus. Take back your seat in heavenly places. Amen. Hallelujah. So we were looking at the abled God. The abled God. That God is able. That God is able. The abled God. And we said to be able from Ephesians chapter 3. The verse number 20 said, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. So God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can even think of and all that we can even imagine or even ask. But now, we looked at the dimensions of the ability of God, or the ability of God in different areas. We saw, number one, God is able to save to the uttermost. God is able to save to the uttermost. That means that God is able to save no matter how far you have gone, how deep you have gone. That God is able to rescue you. We also said, number two, God is able to keep us from falling and make us stand. He's able to keep us from falling. And that one also, you'll see it in Jude 1:24. And then Romans 14:4. The first one, the first point, God is able to save the uttermost. You'll see it in Hebrews 7, verse 25. For those who were not here on Sunday. Then number three, we said God is able to exceed our expectation. Every expectation that we have, God is able to exceed it. He is able to exceed it. Our expectation. Ephesians 3 verse 20. It said, unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can think or imagine. That simply means above our expectation. Above our expectation. So if you are expecting one thing, God can give you two. Then number four, we said God is able to kill and make alive. God is able to kill and make alive. God is able to kill and make alive. That means that God can give life and God can take life. If God takes your life, he has not murdered you. There's a difference between God killing you and murder. Murder is when somebody takes your life wrongfully from you. Somebody takes your life unlawfully from you. That's why even when you go to court, they have murder and they have manslaughter. And the difference is when the intention and whether the person wrongfully took your life is what will either make it murder or manslaughter. If you attack somebody, the person defended himself, and you end up dying, it's not murder, it's manslaughter. He can argue his case and he will be free because where you try to rape her, and she had to fight back and you ended up dying. Or you pulled a gun and then somehow He got it. And then he shot you. That's manslaughter. It's not murder. So when God kills a man, it's not murder. I get what I'm saying. It's not murder. God, he gave you the life. He said, give me back my life. If I give you my pen, I come, I say, I'm taking my pen. Have I wrongfully taken something from you? No. I gave it to you. And I said, it's enough. You finish using it. It's okay. Give me back my thing. You know, so God can kill and God can give life. And he's not wicked for doing that. Yeah. He gave it to you in the first place. Number 5. We said God is able to engrace. Did I give you the scripture for that one? Those who were not here. 1 Samuel 2, verse 6. And then Romans 8, 11. He's able to give you life. He's able to quicken your mortal bodies according to the spirit that dwells in you. Romans 8, 11. Then number 5. God is able to engrace. God is able to engrace. When we say engrace, that means God is able to give you grace. 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 2 Corinthians 9 verse 8. And God is able to make all grace abound towards you. All grace. Grace to marry. Grace to be in the relationship. Grace to have children. Grace to make money. All grace. God is able to make all kinds of grace. Grace is multifaceted. Grace has different dimensions and faces. And so, you may be enjoying one dimension of grace. If you realize that you are lacking in other dimensions, you have to ask the Lord. You need to ask the Lord. You need to ask the Lord. 2 Corinthians, or 1 Corinthians 15. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 10. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. The grace that was bestowed upon me has not been in vain. But I have labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, by the grace. So Paul says that I am what I am by the grace of God. That means that everybody is a product of the grace he carries. Because it is grace that makes great. If you have grace, then you can be made. Whatever you want to become, you need the grace to become it. And grace is what? Empowerment of God. That's what grace is. An empowerment of God. And so if you are endowed with grace, it means you have been empowered for that particular thing. I pray that for whatever you are looking for, or whatever you are looking to become, may you secure the grace that will make it possible. May you secure the grace that will make it possible. May you secure the grace that will make it possible. Can I hear your loudest amen? Can I hear your loudest amen? Clap your two hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah. Number six is God is able to appoint, anoint, and announce us. 2 Corinthians 1:21. And then number 7. God is able to overturn every situation. So now that is where we are. Number 7. God is able to overturn every situation. Now turn with me to Ezekiel chapter 21 verse 27. Ezekiel chapter 21 verse 27. He said, I will overturn it, and it shall be no more. It shall be no more until he comes whose right it is, and I'll give it to him. I will overturn, and it will be no more until the rightful owner comes and it will be handed over to him. There are 3 things there. 1, God is able to overturn things that the enemy is doing against us. So he says, I will overturn. That means that when they are planning, you see, the other day when Jesus entered into the temple, They were transacting business on tables, and Jesus overturned their tables. And the overturning of their tables brought an end to the transactions that they were doing. So when someone says that I will overturn your table, it means that I'll bring to a halt what you are doing. I'll stop it. I'll overrule it, like a judge will say, overruled. That means that what you are about to do or what you are trying to do, I hinder it. I stop it. I prevent it. And the Bible says that God, by his own might, says that he will overturn. So God is able to overturn every arrangement that is against us. I pray for 50 people tonight that every arrangement against your life from now to December is overturned for your good. If your amen is loud, the Lord will help you. It is overturned for your good. Can I hear an amen? Say, I overturn every arrangement against my life and destiny. Are you praying? Say, I overturn every arrangement against my life and my future. And then also, he says that, and it shall be no more. That means that when he overturns, he halts it. The thing cannot continue. The thing is not permitted to continue to happen. So whatever is not permitted to continue to happen will never continue hereafter. Or if your amen is loud, the Lord will help you. If your amen is loud, the Lord will help you. Whatever is not permitted to continue in your life will not continue hereafter. Clap your hands and say, whatever must stop is stopping now. Say, whatever must cease is ceasing now. Say, whatever must not continue will not continue for now. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Clap your two hands together for the Lord. Oh, do it better. And then also in that same scripture, he said, until he comes, whose right it is, and it will be given to him. So that scripture is loaded. So it means that there are things that belong to people that have been taken over by others. And God says that I will halt the reign of those who have taken over your destiny. The reign of those who have taken over your throne. Or who are living the life you must live. Or who are sitting where you must sit. Or who are sleeping where you must sleep. Or who are in possession of things that you must be in possession with. He says, I shall overturn their tables and they will stop until the rightful owner comes and it will be handed over to him. I pray that whatever you are the rightful owner for, may the Lord hand it over to you. I said, may the Lord hand it over to you. I said, may the Lord hand it over to you. Say, lift up your brother. Say, whatever I'm a rightful owner of, I claim it right now. Say, I claim it right now. Say, I claim it right now. Say, whoever is living my life. Are you here with me at all? What he said in this scripture means that somebody was living another person's life. Like the way Jacob was living Esau's life. His father said, your voice sounds like Jacob, but you smell like my son Esau. You are as hairy as my son Esau, but your voice lets you out that you are Jacob. That means that Jacob was there to receive the blessings of Esau and live the life of Esau. And so he wore the garment of Esau in order to live the life of Esau, and it happened. It is possible for people to enjoy what is rightfully yours. It is possible for people to live the life that you must rightfully live. The Bible says that I shall overturn three times. Then it said, and it shall halt. And I shall give until the rightful owner comes, that I will give it unto him. So whatever is yours that somebody else is using or taking over or has hijacked or is living, I pray that may the Lord turn it over to you. It may be a marriage you are supposed to marry. Somebody is marrying your man. Somebody is marrying your woman. Somebody is dating somebody originally was supposed to be with you. Or somebody is sitting in a seat in an office that originally you were supposed to be the one sitting there. I pray for you that whatever is yours that is in another's custody, may it be turned over unto you. I said, may it be turned over unto you. May it be turned over unto you. Clap your two hands together for the Lord. And so, when we rise to pray, you must pray this prayer. It's very, very important. Psalm 126, verse 1. Is that when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, that means the Lord changed the situation. The Lord changed the situation and it was like a dream for them. And that is what I see God doing in the life of someone here. Amen. I said, that's what I see the Lord doing in the life of someone here. Amen. Number 8, what is God able to do again? God is able to make wise. God is able to make wise. 2 Timothy 3 verse 15. 2 Timothy 3 verse 15. And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make you wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. So God is able to make his children wise through his word. And so one of the things that God is able to do is to make us wise. So nobody here is permitted to walk in the realm of errors. Amen. Oh, amen. Nobody here is permitted to walk in the realm of mistakes. Let me hear an amen. Lift up your right hand and say, I will not walk in the realms of mistakes. Say, I will not walk after the order of errors. Say, I will walk in the counsel of the Lord. Say, I will pray with divine wisdom. Say, I will know what to do and I will do it. Say, I will know where to go and I'll go there. Say, I will apply wisdom and I will profit. Say, I will not walk in mistakes. Say, the mistake that will cost my life and destiny, I shall not make it. The mistake that will cost me my future, I shall not make it. Say, the mistakes that will cause a repetition of the unfortunate situations of my family, say, I will not make it. Clap your two hands and say, I receive divine wisdom. I can't hear you. Say, I receive divine wisdom. Say, I receive counsel. Say, I receive discretion. Say, I will walk in truth and in wisdom. Clap your two hands and celebrate the Lord. Number 9, God is able to provide exceedingly. One of the things that God is able to do for us is to provide for us. To provide for us. 2 Chronicles 25, verse 9. And Amaziah said to the man of God, but what shall we do for the 100 talents which I have given to the army of Israel? And the man of God answered, the Lord is able to give you more. The Lord is able to give you much more than this. The Lord is able to give you much more than this. Look in the face of someone and tell him, for whatever you have lost, the Lord is able to give you much more than that. You are prophesying, so prophesy. Say, for whatever you have lost, the Lord is able to give you much more. Say, for whatever has left you, the Lord is able to restore much more. Say, for whatever has been taken from you, the Lord is well able to give them back to you. To give you back that thing. Amen. Receive whatever you have lost. I stretch forth my hands in the spirit. Whatever you have been robbed of, whatever has been captured from you, whatever has been stolen from you, Bible says that for when a thief is caught, he shall restore sevenfold. I declare a sevenfold restoration of whatever you have lost. A sevenfold restoration of whatever has been taken from you. A sevenfold restoration of whatever has left you. Whatever seemed to have walked out of your life, seven of that person is coming. Seven of that thing is coming. Destiny helpers that have left you, seven are coming back. Jobs that you lost, seven opportunities are coming back. Marital opportunities that left you, seven of that opportunities are coming back. Traveling opportunities that were shut, seven are opening for you. Clap your two hands together and just celebrate the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Number nine. God is able to restore all that is lost. Joel chapter 2 verse 25. And I will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten, the cankerworm, the caterpillar, and the palmer worm, my great army which I sent among you. I will restore. I will restore. I will restore. We are going to rise up in prayer. And we are going to ask the Lord to do what only He can do. Amen. And all the nine things that God is able to do, we are going to pray them into our lives in this month of November. And I want you to pray with all your heart. And let's live here believing God for testimonies to follow us. Clap your two hands together for Jesus. Rise up to your feet. Rise up to your feet. Rise up to your feet. Shaka parakata kabarakete rebe. Lift up your two hands and just love the Lord. Just love the Lord. Just love the Lord. Rata paro shekebreketo shaka parakate rebe. Rata pado shekebrekete kabrakata kabarakete rebe. Rata pado shekebrekete kabrakata labaha. Rekata pado shekete kabrakete rebe. Rekata kaparekata kabrakata kaparekata rebe. Rata pato shakata kabrakata lava. Rekata kabrakata shaka parakata rebe. Rekata kaparekata kabrakata lava. Rata pato shakabrakata. Rakata kaparekata kabrakata lebe. Rakata parakata kaparekata kabrakata lava. Rekata kabrakata lebe. Rata pato shakabrakata lebe. Rata pato shakabrakata. Lift up your hands. Say, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
Say, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
I thank you.
I thank you.
For what you are able to do.
For what you are able to do.
For what you have done.
For what you have done.
In the lives of others.
In the lives of others.
That you are about to do.
That you are about to do.
In my own life.
In my own life.
Say, Father, I thank you.
Father, I thank you.
For what you are about to do.
For what you are about to do.
In my life.
In my life.
After today.
After today.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Open your mouth. Lift up your two hands and just thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Lift up your two hands. Open Rakata parakata kabarakata labe. 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 Rakata parakata labe. Rakata parakata kabarakata labe. Rakata 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 rak
Thank you, Lord, for what you have done in my life, what you are able to do. Thank you, Father, for what you have done in my life and what you are about to do. In Jesus' precious name, can I hear your amen?
Amen.
Can I hear your amen?
Amen.
Hebrews chapter 7 verse 25. Wherefore, he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him. So God is able to save. We are going to pray. Listen to me. Don't play with these prayers. November, December are critical seasons where demons are at work. Occults are at work. Sacrifices are being done. So if you joke with your life in the month of November and December, you can become a prey for the teeth of the enemy. Yes. Lift up and say, My Heavenly Father. I can say, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
This month of November.
This month of November.
And December.
And December.
Say every trap.
Every trap.
Say every snare.
Every snare.
Say every arrangement.
Every arrangement.
Say every arrow.
Every arrow.
That has been plotted. Against my life and my loved ones,
my family,
my children. Say, as I clap
and I pray,
I cancel it
right now.
I scatter it
right now.
November, December, the blood of Jesus will be my defense. Say, Father, you are able to save me.
You are able
to rescue me. As I clap and pray, save me,
rescue me,
and my family. Clap your two hands and pray. You will not die before your time. You will not suffer an accident. You will not die of illness. You will not be suddenly dead. Are you praying for yourself? Are you praying with all your heart? Are you praying for yourself? Are you praying with all your heart? Nobody will die. Nobody will die. No one will be hospitalized. Every plan of the evil one concerning our lives. Every plan of the evil one concerning our lives. Every plan of the evil one concerning our lives.
We scatter it. November, December, no plan of the devil will materialize. November, December, every plan of the enemy concerning our children are scattered. Every plan of the enemy concerning our family is scattered. Every plan of the enemy concerning our children is scattered. Every plan of the enemy concerning our house is scattered. Barakata, Rakadalabe, Rakatabaragade, Rodalabayama, Rakadalabe, Shaka Barakade, Rakatabaragade, Rakatabaragade, We cover every one by the blood of Jesus. We cover every one by the blood of Jesus. We cover every one by the blood of Jesus. We cover every member of the church by the blood of Jesus. We cover our families by the blood of Jesus. The Lord who is able to save. The Lord who is able to save. The Lord who is able to save. He will save you from the hands of your enemies. He will save you from the hands of your enemies. He will save you from the hands of your enemies. He will save you from the hands of your enemy. Lift up your voice and pray. Lord, save me from the hands of my enemies. Save me from their plot. Save me from their traps. Save me from their imagination. Save me from their weapons. Whatever they throw at me, whatever they cast at me in my workplace, whatever they plan in my home, in my workplace, I scatter it. In the name of Jesus, 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 I scatter it. Whatever they will plan against you is scattered. Every plan of the enemy concerning your life, November, December, we cover you by the blood of Jesus. For when I see the blood, I will pass over you. For when I see the blood, I will pass over you. For when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Your enemies will not be able to destroy you. The Lord will save you. The Lord will rescue you. The Lord will save you. For he's able to save. 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 In the name of Jesus. He's able to save. In the name of Jesus. He's able to save. In the name of Jesus. He's able to save. In the name of Jesus. He's able to save. In the name of Jesus. He's able to save. Rakatakaba. Rakadalabe. Shakaba rakata. Rakadalabe. Rakadabaya. Rakatakaba. Rakatakata. Rakadabarabade. Watakabalaba. Whatever will be done against you in this November, December, it will go back to the sender. Whatever will be blown into the atmosphere against you, it will go back to the sender. Whatever will be cast as a spell against you, it will go back to the sender. Whatever the enemy will do against you, it will go back to the sender. 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 In Jesus' precious name, can I hear your loudest amen like thunder? Amen. Let me hear your loudest amen like thunder. Amen. I declare that whatever the enemies have put together for you this November, December, the Lord is delivering you from it. Amen. The Lord is saving you from it. Amen. The Lord is rescuing you from it. Amen.
It will not touch you nor your children.
Amen.
It will not affect you nor your family.
Amen.
You and your household, you are covered by the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
You are covered by the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Against witchcraft arrows, against the plans of the evil ones, you will be saved.
Yes.
You will cross this season safely.
Amen.
You will cross this season safely.
Amen.
You will cross this season safely.
Amen.
Clap your two hands and say, I receive it.
I receive it.
Number two. He said he's able to keep us from falling.
Yes.
He's able to keep us from falling below our level. Whatever level you are today, financially or socially, I prophesy you will not fall below this level.
Amen.
The least you can ever be is your today. You are not going down anymore.
Amen.
Your next change of level will be upwards.
Amen.
Your next change of level is upwards.
Amen.
Your next change of level is upwards.
Amen.
Say, my next change of level is upwards.
My next change of level is upwards.
Say, I will not fall below this level.
I will not fall below.
Say, my business will not fall below this level. Say, my marital situation will not go below this level. Say, my academic situation will not go below this level. Say, the standard of my life will not diminish below this level. Say, the Lord will keep me from falling. Say, spiritually, the Lord will keep me from falling. Say, socially, the Lord will keep me from falling. Say, financially, the Lord will keep me from falling. Clap your two hands and pray that prayer right now. I'm not going down. November, December. I am not going down. My business is not going down. My finances is not going down. My academics is not going down. I am not going down. I am not going down. I am not going down. Shakapa rakata. Rakatakata. Rakapa rakata. Lakataka rakata. Shakapa rakata. You are not going down. 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 Health wise, you are not going down. Financially, you are not going down. Upwards only and not below. Above only and not below. Above only and not below. Above only and not below. Somebody who are praying, speak into your life. Speak into your life. What you will say with your mouth is what you will receive with your hands. What you can say with your mouth is what you will receive with your hands. You are not going down. You are not going down. You are not falling. For he that is able to keep you from falling, he will preserve you. The Lord is able to keep you from falling. He will preserve you. The Lord is able to keep you from falling. He will preserve you. The Lord is able to keep you from falling. He will preserve you. The Lord is able to keep you from falling. He will preserve you. Shakapa rakata. Rakata kabarakate. Lekata kabrakata. Rakata barakate. Rakata barakate. Shakapa rakata. Rata barakate. Rakata barakate. Nobody under the sound of my voice will go down below their level. No one under the sound of my voice will go down below their level. After today, you are going higher. You are ascending. You are rising. You are going above. For above only and not beneath. Above only and not beneath. So shall be your testimony. So shall be your story. So shall be your story. So shall be your testimony. So shall be your story. So shall be your testimony. So shall be your story. So shall be your testimony. Your relationship issue will go higher and higher, better and better. It will not fall below. It will not fall below. It will not fall below. In the name of Jesus. It will not fall below. In the name
name of Jesus. It will not fall below. Shaka parakata. Rada da 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 parakata. Rakata parakata. Rakata parakata. Shaka parakata. Rakata parakata. In Jesus, I declare that whatever level you find yourself tonight, you are never going below this level.
Amen.
I say you are never going below this level.
Amen.
You are never going below this current level.
Amen.
I prophesy you are rising higher than this level.
Amen.
Financially, you are rising higher than this level.
Amen.
Spiritually, you are rising higher than this level.
Amen.
Your standard will never fall. Your standard will never fall. Your standard will never fall. Your relationship situation will never fall. Your marriage will never fall. Your academics will never fall. Your business will never fall. Whatever level you are, no devil is permitted to bring you down. No devil is permitted to bring you down. No devil is permitted to bring you down. Clap your two hands and shout, I'm not going down. See, I am rising higher and higher and higher. Clap your two hands together for Jesus. Bible says that you shall decree a thing and it shall be established unto you.
Yes, Lord.
It says life and death lies in the power of the tongue, and you eat the fruit thereof. Whether life or death, depend on what you use your tongue to do. Say, open thou thy mouth full, for you shall be filled. A lot depends on what you say with your mouth. And what you have said tonight. The Lord came unto Moses and told him, tell the children of Israel, as I live, according to what they have said in my ears, that is what I'll do it for them. Tonight, according to what you have spoken in the ears of God, that is only what is permitted to happen for you. It is what is permitted to happen for you. It is what is permitted to happen for you.
Amen.
Clap your two hands and say, I receive them all.
I receive them all.
God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can think or imagine. Ephesians 3:20. Lift up your hands. Say, my Father, my God.
My Father, my God.
My expectation.
My expectation.
For 2025.
For 2025.
Say, oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
My vision.
My vision.
For 2025.
For 2025.
I present before you.
I present before
2 months.
2 months.
2 months.
2 months.
And the year.
And the year.
Is coming to an end.
Coming to an end.
Say, Father.
Father.
Say, Father.
Father.
Let there be,
a performance.
Let there be,
a performance
of my expectation.
Of my expectation.
More than I expected.
More than I imagined.
More than I expected.
More than I imagined.
From now to 31st, let me cross over with my testimony. It is not over. Until it is over. Clap your two hands and pray that prayer. If you can believe, all things are possible unto he that believes. If you can believe, all things are possible unto he that believes. Did I not say unto you that if you believe, you shall see the glory of God from now to December? If you can believe, you will see the glory of God. If you can believe, you will see the glory of God. It is happening for somebody here. It is happening for somebody here. 1 month is too much for the Lord. 1 month is too much for the Lord. The Lord will do it, and you shall be surprised. The Lord will do it. Your expectation, your vision, your prayer request for 2025, the Lord will do it. The Lord will do it. The Lord will perform. The Lord will perform. The Lord will perform. The Lord will perform. There shall be a performance. 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 There shall be a performance.
There shall be a performance. There shall be a performance. There shall be a performance. There shall be a performance. There shall be a performance of that which was told us, of that which was prophesied to us, of that which we expected, of that which we imagined. There shall be a performance. Open your mouth and pray. Rakatakaba, rakadegebe, rakatabarakate, shakabarakate, rakatakabarakade. It is happening. It is happening. It is happening. There shall be a performance. 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 Kata barakata, legada labe, rakata barakate, shaka barakada. You will not cross over with any carryovers of your expectation. You will not cross over with your prayer request. You will not cross over with your expectation. Your job will answer. Your children will answer. Your relationship will answer. Your marriage will answer. Your visa will answer. Your church will answer. Your career will answer. Your body will answer. You will not cross over with any carryover. You will not cross over with any carryover. Open your mouth and pray. Say, I will not cross over with any carryovers from 2025. Whatever I wrote down, whatever I expected, whatever I asked, whatever I thought, whatever I imagined, I receive. I receive. It is happening to 21 people here. It is happening to 21 people here who are seriously praying. The eyes of the Lord has seen you. The ears of the Lord are open unto you. The angels of the Lord are ascending and descending over your case. You are living here with an answer. You are living here with a testimony. You are living here with a breakthrough. You are living here with a miracle. You are living here with a testimony. Open your mouth and pray. Receive your expectation. Receive your expectation. Your expected husband. Your expected wife. Your expected child. Your expected job. Your expected promotion. Your expected career. Your expected profession. Your expected admission. Your expected financial favor. Your expected helpers of destiny. Every expectation. It is happening. No more disappointment. No more delay. No more disappointment. No more delay. No more disappointment. From now to 31st, it is happening. 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 From now to 31st, it will happen life and color. There shall be a performance. You will see the glory of God. You will see the hand of the Lord. You will see the glory of God. You will see the hand of the Lord. Are you praying or you are watching? Are you praying or you are just standing? Are you praying or you are just standing? Barakata, Legade, Shaka, Randos, Lekate, Lidabaya. Every area of your life that is not responding, I command the life-giving spirit to quicken it right now. Amen. Every area of your life that is failing to respond, we resuscitate it right now in the name of Jesus. Amen. We revive it right now in the name of Jesus. Amen. Maybe for a while you have been unemployed. That area of your life seems to be dying. But we command it to jerk back to life. If your amen is loud, the Lord will have mercy on you. Amen. We command it to jerk back to life. Amen. We command it to bounce back to life. Amen. Your dead career is bouncing back to life. Amen. Your dead dreams, they are bouncing back to life. Amen. as a prophet of God, I speak life into that dead situation. I speak life into that dead situation. I speak life into that dead situation. I prophesy life into that dead situation. Ezekiel, can this dry bones live? He said, prophesy unto it. And he said, as I prophesy, the wind and the breath of God was released, and bones started knocking bones, and flesh gathered the bones. I command, your business is coming back alive. Your career is bouncing back. Your business is bouncing back. Your dreams that you have shelved on the table, they are coming back to life. They are coming back to life. That devil is a bastard. That devil is a liar. That devil is a bastard. You will no longer be discouraged. You will no longer be hindered. You will no longer to be impotent. That devil is a liar. You are receiving power for your business, for your academic life. You will no longer be a dropout. You are going back to school. You will no longer be frustrated out of being bounced at the embassy. Your next appointment is appointment for life. Your next appointment is your entrance into the Western country. Receive it in the name of Jesus. You will be granted that visa. No more bouncing. No more disappointment. No more delay. Your promotion will appear. Your breakthrough will appear. Your marriage will appear. That proposal is landing on you. In the name of the Lord Jesus, that door is opening with speed. In the name of the Lord Jesus, you are receiving an email that will connect you to your dream job. You are receiving a text message that will connect you back to your helper. Every source of help that seemed to have been closed in your life, you no longer hear from them. You no longer receive from them. You no longer get connected to them. I reconnect you now. I reconnect you now. Clap your two and say, my Father, my God. You are not here. Say, my Father, my God. Say, my Father, my God. In these 2 months, before the year comes to an end, say, whatever seemed to be asleep, say, whatever seemed to be dead, say, whatever seemed to be closed up, say, you are a liar. I prophesy life is entering into that area of my destiny. Life is entering into my career. Life is entering into the dead relationship. Life is entering into the dead marriage. Hope is coming. Hope is coming. Hope is coming. Hope is coming. Courage is coming. You will try again, and this time around it will answer. You will attempt again, and this time around it will answer. Receive life. Receive courage. Receive life. Receive hope. Clap your two hands and pray that prayer. Shakapa rakata kabarakate ratatabarakata lekata kabrakate. If you are serious about this prayer, you are the one to have a testimony. You are the one it is working for. Shakapa rakata rakata kabrakata ratabarakata lekata kabrakata rata parakata shaka parakata rakata parakata lekata. Whatever seemed to be dying, your ministry, your church, your members, your gifts, whatever seemed to be dying, your career, your dreams, whatever you are folding up, in the name of Jesus, I command it to check back. I command it to be revived. 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 Shaka parakata, rakata kata, rakata parakata, rakata parakata, rakata parakata, shaka parakata. It is happening for somebody here. It is happening for somebody here. you will not arrive home and you have that testimony. You will not even arrive in your house and you have that test message. You will not even arrive in your house and you see that email. You will not even arrive in your house and you have that phone call and you hear that good news. A door is open for somebody. I can see it. A miracle has dropped for somebody. I can feel it. Receive your portion. Receive your portion. You will marry and no devil will stop you. You are getting married and no devil will hinder you. You are traveling life and color and no devil will keep you back. Life is returning to that relationship. Life is returning to that marriage. Life is returning to those children. Life is returning to that academic destiny. Life is returning. Shaka Lekate Rada da 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 Marakata. Oh yes. Jesus, shout, I receive it three times.
I receive it.
As you are shouting, you receive it. Picture that thing. Don't say it casually. What we are doing here is very prophetic. Picture that thing. God told Abraham, as far as you can see, I will give it to you. Shout, I receive it three times. Picture that thing, I beg you. You will not get home and you have a testimony. You will not cross over this year. You have a testimony. Shout, I receive it for that thing three times. One, go. I receive it. I receive it. Shout, I am the one. Say, whoever is living my life.
Whoever is living my life.
Say, whoever is living my life.
Whoever is living my life.
Not as in departing. Anybody that is living the life I'm supposed to live. He said, I will overturn until I stop them. Until the one whom it rightfully belongs comes, then I'll hand over to him. That means that all the while, the wrong person is making use of the thing. May nobody sit where you are supposed to sit.
Amen.
May nobody marry who you are supposed to marry. May nobody ride what you are supposed to be riding. May nobody climb where you are supposed to be climbing. No more. May nobody receive what is rightfully yours. Clap your two hands and say, my Father, my God. Any Jacob that is trying to take over my life and live the life I am supposed to live and enjoy the blessing that is rightfully mine. Say, you are a liar. As I clap my hands and I pray, no one will take over, will live the life that I must live. Oh Lord, I take over what is mine. I take over my destiny throne. I take over my destiny throne. I take over my profession. I take over my career. I take over my rightful position. I take over what is mine. What is mine? I take over the marriage that is mine. I take over the relationship that is mine. I take over the helpers that are mine. I take over the doors of opportunities that are mine. I take over the opportunities that belongs to me. I take over the good news that must come to me. I take over the testimonies that are mine. I will not be denied. Say, no longer I can hear you. Say, no longer I will not be denied. I will not be robbed. I will not be denied.
Say no longer. I will not be denied. Clap your two hands and take it. Take it. Upon Mount Zion, there shall be holiness. And there shall be holiness. And the children of Israel shall possess their possession. The children of Jacob shall possess their possession. Kata kapara kata. There shall be holiness. And there shall be deliverance. And the house of Jacob shall possess their possession. Parakata, lekate, rakata, rakate. Are you serious? There is an exchange in the spirit. There is a reversal in the spirit. There is a reversal in the spirit. Whoever is taking over the life, you must leave. Whoever is sitting where you must sit, on the chair, you must be sitting. In the school, you must be sitting. On the decks, you must be sitting. They will not be admitted instead of you. They will not be appointed instead of you. They will not take the job that is yours. They will not be sneaked in to take your place, to take your man, to take your place, to take your man. Nobody will marry my man. Nobody will marry my children, my man. Nobody will marry my woman. Barakata, lekate, shakapa. The business, the company, the job that belongs to me, nobody will take it. Nobody will take it. Nobody. Jesus.
Rachel's father and Rachel were responsible for her losing her man for 7 years. What if Jacob couldn't serve again? It means that Rachel had lost his destined marriage for his senior sister by the conspiracy and the conniving between father and sister. Yeah, your own family people can do that. There may be a promotion, a traveling opportunity coming in the office, and you'll be surprised how it will be manipulated and given to somebody else. When it comes to the local hustle, then they remember you. But when it comes to the exposure, then they rob you of it and give it to another. I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice. If I be a man of God, any seat that belongs to you that has been robbed, that has been taken, any life that is originally yours, anyone wearing your coat and enjoying what you must enjoy, anyone marrying the man you are supposed to marry, anyone taking over a relationship that is originally yours, I command, if I be a man of God, let there be a reversal. Let there be a reversal. The car belonging to you, you will drive it. You will own it. The house belonging to you, you will own it. The job belonging to you, you'll be employed there. The company belonging to you, you own it. The man belonging to you, have him. Receive it in the name of the Lord. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Shout, I receive.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odokol Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.